When I was a lot younger, probably in my sort of 8, 9, 10 year old, I was very keen on reading. I used to read the adventure stories for boys. And I remember a teacher at school in that sort of age group used to read to us stories, and all of these stories had not one thing in common, but they all contained various phrases of exclamation which exclaim surprise, annoyance, displeasure, or horror. And these words, we have to be very, very careful with them, because these words are what we call euphemisms, and euphemisms actually hide the meaning of a much harder phrase or word than the actual exclamations that we find in the books for aimed at children. I remember that some of the phrases, I mean, my goodness and goodness gracious. I mean, these words, they hide something which is far, far more sinister than actually those words, because they go back to something which is not actually stated in what you're actually saying at the time. And as I grew up, so other words were added, and my mind was being trained to accept these exclamations of surprise, of horror, or terror, or whatever. And, you know, as age went by, so we got other words added. I mean, some really significantly sounding words, you know, that you could really sort of put some emphasis behind. You know, words like Crippen and Gordon Bennett. I mean, Crippen and Gordon Bennett were two actual people. The Crippen was the first person to be apprehended as a criminal by the use of transatlantic radio, because he was apprehended in New York Harbour, I believe, after being sought by the police of Scotland Yard. And Gordon Bennett was a New York hotelier, from what I understand. Now, both these words, both these names, they are very, very expressive. But, you know, what do they actually hide behind them? Why do we use them? So, in the time that I have today, I want to draw our attention to the dangers of the careless use of words, particularly the use of euphemisms, because in the Day of Judgment, we will be called to account for all of the words that we have used. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7. Now, these are words which should be emblazoned on our hearts, because, you know, they are so important. They were the words given by God to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. And these are the words which really and truly form the basis of our life. Now, I'd like you to read with me Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7. Which says, "You shall not take the name of the Eternal your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain." Now, the word vain here is empty or worthless. And, you know, it's obvious that we should not be doing that from what is said here. And I do receive a number of news reports from an Israeli source, and one from a pro-Israeli source in the United States. And wherever the word God or Lord is mentioned in these particular news analyses I receive, the letter O is always omitted from God and Lord. So you have G-D and L-RD. Now, that is taking things just a little bit too far, because in some senses, when they actually use those words as that contraction, they are sometimes going a little bit too far and taking the name of God in vain, even though they are, you know, taking the letter out of the middle. And it's one of these things where, you know, we use these euphemisms, and we don't always realize from where they have come. As I say, I mentioned earlier on, goodness gracious is a contraction of God be gracious to me, as is gracious me and my gracious. And, you know, we really should not be using these words. And because these books are aimed at children a lot, you know, in the formative years, we should be, as parents, we should be vetting what the children are reading. I mean, my wife and I, we used to do our best to vet what our children were reading, but I don't think we went too much further than actually vetting the storyline. We didn't go so far as to be saying, well, you know, you shouldn't be using these words, or this is not a word that should be used. And it is a question of drawing our children's attention to it, so that as the children grow up, they will not be tempted to use euphemisms. And it's going to be very, very difficult for the adults of us, because, you know, we have been taught over many years to use these kind of phrases. And I'd like you to turn with me now, please, to Matthew chapter 5 and verses 33 to 37. Now, whenever the name of God is used irreverently, it is the result of foolishness and using God's name in a meaningless way. And, you know, Exodus 20 verse 7 says we shouldn't do that. But here in Matthew chapter 5 and verses 33 to 37, we read the following. Again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old time, you shall not forswear yourself, but you shall perform unto the Eternal thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or one hair black. Let your communication be yes, yes, or no, no, for whatsoever is more of these comes of evil, or of the evil one. You know, it is that today we just do not realise where these exclamations of surprise or horror come from. You know, as I said, goodness gracious me, is God be gracious to me. But there are, sometimes it is really difficult to understand whereabouts it comes from. There is one old oath which comes back from way centuries ago, probably from the Middle Ages, and most definitely probably Roman Catholic in origin, and that is by the blood of Our Lady. And that has been contracted to almost an unrecognizable form, the word bloody. And do we realize that when this word appears in print, that that is where it comes from? It is an irreverent oath. And as it says here, you should not forswear yourself. And as it said earlier, you shouldn't take the name of God in vain. All right. So maybe, you know, we can cast the net a little bit wider. But, you know, it is, these words hide a meaning which is not readily apparent sometimes. The euphemism supplies a soft word to replace a harder, more blatant word, which obviously we should not be using in our daily lives and our daily speech. And I'd like you to turn back, please, to Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Now, as parents, we have a great deal of responsibility, not just to vet the children's books, but to make sure that the expressions which are found in those books are not the ones that we should not be using. Now, I know I'm labouring this point a bit, but, you know, when you are reading these books, I mean, we've got children's books at home, Postman Pat, and, you know, the phrase, gracious me and goodness gracious, come out in those. And these books are aimed at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds. And, you know, we should be very, very careful. All right, we're reading the books to the children, but what happens when they start reading them themselves? They should be aware that there are words there that should not be used. And we as parents have the duty to teach our children. And as it says here in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So, I mean, you know, the child will see the words that are there and realise that these are words that should not be used. And it isn't just in the reading of books that these words are used. I mean, when you turn on the television, you hear if you hear the word God or Christ mentioned, you can almost bet your bottom dollar that the word, that the name God and Christ are being used in a most irreverent and unholy manner. And, you know, our children should be aware that this is totally unacceptable, as so should we. And, you know, because there's I think, you know, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, you know, what do you do when you're doing a bit of DIY around the house and you hit the wrong nail? You know, the one on the end of the finger, not the one on the, that you're trying to drive into the wood. I mean, what do you actually say? Do you say, oh, or, you know, do you cry out with pain? Oh, you know, it's, or does it something much worse come out, unfortunately? I mean, it can do, because, you know, we should be teaching by example. So when you hit your finger, instead of hitting the nail, you should be thinking, you know, ouch. And that is about as far as you need go, because anything further is really not acceptable. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And you hit your finger and you say something else, it's not going to minister grace unto the hearers, is it? And, you know, as I said earlier on, the words that we use, we're going to be judged by those words. And I'd like you to turn back with me now to Matthew chapter 12 and verses 35 to 37. Now, the whole thing is, you know, whatever passes our lips, it says here that we are going to be judged by the words that we use. And Matthew chapter 12 verses 35 to 37 reads as follows. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. As parents, we have a duty to our children to educate them in the way that words should be used, particularly drawing their attention to the way words are misused in literature, in films, in videos, in TV, in every facet of life today. You will find that words are being misused, and we have a duty to teach our children, to train them up in the way that they should go, because they will be judged by their words, as will we. Maine Crippen and Gordon Bennett, together with all of these other expletives, and these expletives are expressions of meaningless words substituted for the names of God. Now, Crippen and Gordon Bennett may have wonderful sounding expressive force behind them, but what they cover up is something far, far worse, and we should be aware of that, and we should not be using these phrases, and we should be teaching our children not to use them as well. It is very, very serious. It is important for us, and it is very, very important for our children as well.